Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. One USDA priority is to transform the nation's food system to make it more resilient and able to withstand any future crisis. Stephanie Ho has more.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says transforming the nation's food system is one of USDA's priorities.
I think there's a chance for us to really look at creating a local and regional food system that complements agriculture as it exists today. So those small and medium-sized producers get a market that's local. Small and medium-sized producers get price discovery that allows them to accurately understand and appreciate the value of whatever it is they're growing and raising.
He spoke recently at the Wall Street Journal's Global Food Forum.
And then small producers and medium-sized producers don't necessarily have to toe the line of a small handful of processing facilities and companies, but basically have choice, have opportunity, have competition for whatever they're raising.
His comments came shortly after USDA held a public comment period to seek ideas to improve current processes.
You know, our food system broke down and we are in the process of rebuilding it, but we don't want to rebuild it to the old system that we had. This is our chance to rebuild it into something new and better and stronger and healthier and more equitable.
That was Deputy Undersecretary Mei Wu, who said some of the steps will focus on the people who are affected.
How can we better meet the needs of the agricultural workforce? How can we better support and promote consumers' nutrition security, especially for low-income populations? And how can we better support the needs of socially disadvantaged and small to mid-sized producers?
One concrete step that addresses many of these issues at the same time is a new grant program aimed at improving the ability of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program participants to buy food at farmers markets.
We are announcing the availability of up to $4 million for 4 years for up to five organizations to help bring online purchasing to farmers markets. Right now, SNAP participants, if they want to purchase at farmers markets, they can either order online but not actually pay for it online.
Senior Advisor for Nutrition, Kumar Chandran, says one goal is to make it more convenient for SNAP participants to make farmers market purchases. Another issue is one that many people who do not participate in SNAP may not have thought about.
Right now, at some markets, depending on how they implement SNAP purchasing, SNAP participants might have to use, they sort of swap their benefits for tokens that they then take to the different stalls. And that can, you know, sort of add an extra layer of friction and stigma to the transaction. So being able to do it online, pay for it ahead of time, and then just go to the market and pick it up, you know, it's much more just kind of like the way that everyone else does it.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.